Chapter 5. Maya.
The prince had walked only a short distance between two rows of stone when suddenly something moved in the corner of his vision. He stopped. All was still, silent. He started forward again, and in the rocks saw movement. His own reflection. The tall rocks had become like mirrors, and he could see himself from every angle. Intrigued, he paused for another look.
This sword looks quite good hanging at my hip. I wish Kara and her friends were here to see.
As the words left his lips, his reflection in the stones became brighter.
Yes, I should wear a sword more often.
Head erect and shoulders back, the lawyer walked proudly across the silver landscape like an actor on a stage, his reflected image growing clearer and brighter with every step.
Yes, this is good. Quite good, in fact.
Captive in a tiny world where no one but himself was real, the lawyer could hear the urgent barking of Faith. But Faith did not seem true.
It's only a voice in the distance, and has nothing to do with me.
He could feel the nudging and pawing of intuition, but she did not appear in his mirrors.
If I ignore these feelings, they will go away.
Upon these words, the mirrors showed him a different scene. He, himself, seated loftily on an impossibly high throne in destiny, with thousands of people below him.
Yes. 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 I am indeed the son of the king.
He saw places and people to be conquered, captives to be taken, and prizes to be won.
There is nothing I cannot do!
The feats he saw himself perform in the mirrors that day would fill a library of books. But as he laid his hand on the hilt of the sword, the picture in the mirrors changed. He saw the hunter, his rescuer and friend, bound and gagged in an underground cell. The vision cut him like a knife, and his sight grew blurry with tears. When he regained his sight, he was lying on the ground, and the beagles were licking his cheeks. He sat up, pulled Faith and intuition close to his chest, and buried his face between them. And the stones were only stones once more.